Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show this week, the day we've all been waiting for all year. It's the first annual Ad Hommies.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait.
Here we go. It's that time. The first annual, we'll do this every year. We will make it so all your peers can tell all of you which ones suck and how specifically you suck in 10 different categories.
Well, I'm gonna buy the extended version. We're gonna have 30 categories next year. We're calling everybody out. This was just thrown together, but hey, it's a pandemic.
We get to next year and it's like the award for being the worst Bill Squire in town. It's just,
and the winner is Cody Cooper. Oh shit.
All right, guys. We do a roast show here. This is what we do. This is Chris Paw. I'm here with, as always, Jeremy.
That's me.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And Kyle.
Hey.
Are you guys stoked? Are you excited? We've poured over the ballots. Thousands of ballots. We've gone through them all, tallied up the votes, the nominees. And we're finally here.
I'm excited. What I want to ask, because I went through these and we've had these out for a while now, and we got 50,000 votes on them. But like, what categories do you guys think we left off? Like, what categories do you think we left off that we should have been on the ballot that weren't? Like, I got one that's very specific, but. What do you guys think? Worst snub.
One that I really was gunning for that I think really is just like a testament to the scene, is the best bathroom at an open mic to get HPV in.
Man, that's a tough one. There's so many.
Exactly.
A toss up between Sachsenheim and LVT.
Yeah, exactly. And then I feel like a dark horse, because it's like not technically a bathroom, but like the parking lot at TikTok, I know, is like wild.
I'd be like, best place to eat ribs, bro.
Well, yeah, eat the ribs and then you go in the parking lot.
Yeah, and then you eat the other rib.
Dang.
Oh, worst thing I've seen in the TikTok parking lot is two comics smoking weed.
Well, you're not going at the right time, apparently.
Yeah, man.
I guess so.
Either that or you're not getting invited to the HPV party.
God damn it.
Really, I said the rib thing, like, that's Sachsenheim. Like, they have the best food. Pound for pound. Whenever Grumpy makes ribs, they're better than anybody's. He's a fucking legend.
There's pretty much everything. It's good. It's chicken.
He's the best.
If we're including,
he's good at everything.
Parking lots, the Sachsenheim parking lot's a bit sketchy too.
Oh yeah,
but that has nothing to do with comedy. That's just the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, it's that has nothing to do with the comics. That's just Cleveland.
Yeah, it's some comics. It's a little bit the comics.
One thing I think we left off is worst show. Like, who has the worst show in town?
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you think is it who's worst at running their show, or just what show comes out the worst?
What show comes out the absolute worst? When you're like, I'm not going to do that no matter what they're paying me, that's the worst show.
Mm. Anything at Hilarities. That's what people pretend to think that can't get booked.
Clubs. Like all of us. I think worst social media follow. I think that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Who was the worst person on social media? I think it would have been a huge grab bag. I think that would have been something that everybody would have tuned in for.
I feel like we would have been surprised, like, every time a nomination came in.
I feel like I would have been nominated.
Yeah.
I don't think you even come close, Chris.
Well, thanks.
No, I still follow you, so.
I kind of had hoped you didn't, because you never like anything, so.
No,
I'd rather assume that you just aren't looking.
I'm not really looking. Like, honestly, I don't like anything on social media. I just, like, it's something to glance down at when I need a break from whatever I'm staring at.
You're so cool. You're so cool.
You're really cool. So cool you don't need social media. Kyle immediately popped the fuck off.
I like all kinds of shit.
I'm getting my cool sunglasses on.
Oh no. Next he's going to take off his shirt because it's uncool.
Yeah, it's definitely uncool. Goddamn Chris Paul skirt.
What shirt is it?
It's the Chris Paul, the shirt that almost got you in trouble with the court, the American Pie shirt.
Yeah. Yes, there's a copy of that album cover in the Lake County Courthouse. Along with my copy of my CD. It's evidence in my divorce in proceedings. Evidence that I'm hilarious.
The 2021 ad homie is best divorce category.
There's also a photo of me holding a gun, a handgun sideways.
Gross.
Yep. With a big old smile. Just the only, maybe the only picture that exists where I'm smiling. All right. You guys want to get into this?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it, baby.
Let's not leave them waiting.
All right, the first nominee, most delusional comic. And the nominees were Joey Genitals, Lane Johnston, and Michael Copenhaver. And the winner is, can I get a drum roll or something? Joey Gentle! Yay!
Oh, the very first at homie winner.
Yes. History.
Wow, that's history making.
He's going to take that the wrong way, like he did something.
Well, yeah, of course, that's the category, you know? Put it in your bio. Put it in your bio, dude.
I want people to list these things on their fucking, like, credits, like, for, like, show.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
And frankly, most of us are delusional. Like, this isn't, like, a tough award to win. It's just, like, who's the craziest?
It's basically, like, who do all the other delusional people think are delusional? They're not gonna vote for themselves. Like,
who's the tallest midget, so to speak?
Very delusional. We're still doing a podcast, for Christ's sakes. I mean,
for Chris Clem.
Yeah, this is for Chris Clem.
Hey, hi, Chris.
I hope you're feeling better.
Just out here podcasting like it's 2008.
So Joey Gentile, most delusional. So not only the tallest midget, but the fattest midget.
Oh, man.
He's very fat. I think I'm not exactly. I don't know the kid that well because
me either.
My experience with his delusion has been anytime I post something roasty, he goes, "Do me next," and it's like, "I am not your friend, fat man." So that has been my experience with them. Otherwise, I don't care.
Well, I'm going to be quite frank here. I unfollowed the gentleman a long time ago when he made the took the hot take that people who quit heroin but still smoke pot are not sober or clean.
I hope he DMs you about this.
I couldn't give a fuck less.
I remember he thought he should have got a role as Jim Belushi in the House, the Animal House remix or remake, and I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. No, you shouldn't have. And you know, so like maybe that's why he's on the list. I don't know. I personally, I don't know the guy. And for the record, like, we're gonna be dicks tonight, but we put this out there. We don't know who voted for who. Like, if anybody wants to see the results, they're there. You know, I mean, we didn't.
We'll show you the very anonymous results.
Yeah, we went through. Yeah,
if the entire city, 19,000 votes, came in, and out of all those votes, the entire city named you as the person in this category, we're going to be totally comfortable talking shit about you by name during this time.
No one can argue with 75,000 votes, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
It is.
There's a lot of delusional. There's people that didn't even get a vote. Like, I don't know, like, Michael Copenhaver at all or Elaine Johnston. Like, there's a couple people that got votes, and I'm like, oh, they should have got more. But, yeah, you know, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not one to judge. You know, this is what the people said. I don't want to shit on Joey too bad. I mean, he's obviously delusional, but he's going to take this as an award. It's going to be in his bio when he writes his next Hollywood movie. So,
yeah. It's an honor.
Elaine's been nothing nice to me. I've seen Michael Copenhaver once, and, you know, he sucked, but, I mean, he wasn't terrible. I've seen worse people. So, we all suck. So, whatever. They think they're going to be getting a Netflix special or whatever people think. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Elaine Johnston's delusion that she's a comedian, but, you know, that's just my theory. And I'm just being mean because I asked her to be on a roast show because she was requested. She said, no, I'm booked. And I checked. She was not booked. So, you can eat my ass.
How do you know? It could have been a corporate
private
gig.
Event.
Corporate gig. You never know.
She's not the kind to list a private event.
Yeah, it's already booked. You already know who's going to be there. Fuck it. Nobody needs to know about that. I think it's more annoying when people list their dates and then they put their date for a private corporate gig that you can't even buy tickets to. That's just bragging.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just being like, here's this show and this show and this very private event I'm doing. I'm like, cool. I would add, like, do you think I'm... Whatever.
Good for you. No one cares about any of these dates, and no one cares about this one especially.
It's just there to let people know that they have something going on that night.
Right.
That's a lot of food.
Don't go trying to book me for your private event. I've already got one.
There you have it. So what's next on the list?
Presenting our next award. Let's hear it for Tabitha.
Oh, man. All right. Our second ad homie is going to be for the most unreliable comic. I was very excited to see this category. I was also really afraid that I was going to end up on this category.
I was highly offended by this category.
So we've got our nominees. We've got Elaine Johnson, Steve Merz, and Dave Flint with the very first ad homie for the most unreliable winner, Dave Flint.
Oh, is anybody surprised?
Real quick, whoever's moving their phone around a lot, cut it out.
I did it for a minute.
All right.
I'm not touching anything.
Proceed.
I got dinner delivered.
Shit, that's
I don't want to eat it, though. I don't want to eat it. I'm not going to eat it on the podcast. I'm just going to pick this bacon and I'm going to reheat it.
Where's it from?
I'm done. I'm not gonna disclose where it's from.
Okay.
Outback Steakhouse. Okay. Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, I got that Trump bucks.
Hell yeah.
So Dave Flynn.
Yeah, he canceled on like four of my shows. So yeah, I'm totally cool with this. I'll say this. If Dave Flint could be reliable, if this is the kick in the ass, he'd be one of the best comics in the city, probably. If he could just roll in, like, oh, I'm going to be reliable. And he's always funny, I think, you know, for the most
part. He's fucking hilarious.
He is reliably funny.
Yeah, you can rely on him to be funny. And maybe do it a little bit late.
Yeah, he showed up an hour and a half late for my podcast on Dang. A bike. And we waited.
And again, this is just your experience with him. Like, everybody. Like, I mean, he kind of blew this category away a little bit, you know?
79,000 votes.
Yeah, in yeah,
category.
Yeah.
And I got the majority of them.
Yeah. And it was not close. I didn't know Elaine Johnston was unreliable. I do know that Steve has his moments. So
yes. Steve does a lot of shows. I mean, not making an excuse, but you know, he does a bunch. I bet he's more reliable than not.
He has a hard time keeping putting things in his calendar. That's all I'll say about it.
We would be remiss not to mention who tied with Steve for third.
Oh, Elaine Johnston?
No. Yours truly.
Old reliable Chris Paw.
Did you tie with them? Yeah, you got some votes here and there.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I earned it. I know the exact point in time when I became unreliable was immediately following my album recording. Ever since then, it's been off the rails.
Yeah. Well, it's like you were like, that was your last reliable thing to do, and you're just like, fuck it. I have an album now. I'm big shot.
Right off
That's of right. Just going to sit back and live off of this 12 cents a month.
Is that what you get? That's better than I thought.
Yeah, it's between 3 cents a month and... it's been as high as $12 for 1 month.
Oh, wow. You can buy a Black and Mild every 2 months with it. That's good.
Yeah.
Tabitha, what are you at a gamer convention? What are you at? One of those cosplay fucking babes?
Oh, yeah. Like, I just do, like, fat versions of all of your favorite characters. No, I'm at an award ceremony. I'm getting in the festive spirit for the ad homies.
Cool.
All right. So next, this is by far the one that had the biggest blow. Well, no, it didn't have the biggest blowout, but it had a lot of people thinking the same thing. Your nominees for the comic most likely to ask you for money are Ray Hyclack, Martin Malloy, and Sam LaTourette. And your winner is Sam LaTourette by a lot.
Wow.
What?
Good job, Sam.
My favorite part is Sam hasn't done comedy in like 3 years, and he still blew this out of the water.
Ever.
Marty is schizophrenic and, you know, Ray's, you know, Ray's Ray, you know. It's, got wrestling figurines to buy, you know.
It's, here's the downside for Sam. He still hasn't taken away as much money from Ohioans as his dad.
Yeah.
Steve. Oh, could you imagine? Could you imagine the road battle shows with Sam post COVID-19 with his dad just like, open it up?
Oh, my God.
His dad died of pancreatic cancer, but it was really COVID-19.
He's an early adapter.
Yeah.
Steve Lockhart's the one who ate the bat.
Jesus.
Sorry, yeah. Sam. I love you. I wish you'd come back and get your shit together. But quit asking people for money. Goddamn.
I mean, I know heroin's expensive, but Jesus Christ, man.
You were asking people you don't even know for money.
And they all came to me about it. Every single fucking, like, not every person, because I always find out someone new that Sam asks for money. Usually because they run into me and go, hey, did Sam ask you for money?
We'll see. We'll see if Sam survives the stimulus check.
And that's a wrap on the podcast. We're done. That's it. Who's going to beat that joke?
I love
that
you was my heart.
That was so good, Tabitha. Somebody told me they told me they gave him money. I was like, why would you give him money? He's a heroin addict. And they were like, it's the price to pay to have him not ask me again and again and again and again. And I was like, oh, fair.
Damn, I thought that would just make him more susceptible to asking. Be like, oh, you did it once.
No, it made them felt better to tell him to fuck off. You know, you give him the milk once.
Also, somebody that owes you money is not gonna. They're not gonna ask for more before they can pay it back.
This is very true. Yeah. I've also never asked anyone for money, so like I don't know these things. Humble brag.
Chris would know these things because he was also nominated for this category.
Well, then I'm learning from the best, aren't I?
What are you going to do? You know, it's the economy.
Tabitha, did that just pop in? Did that stimulus check joke pop in your head? Have you been waiting weeks to say that?
It just popped in my head.
Oh, it's so good. It was so funny.
Same quick.
Rolling right along, we're at our fourth category. The category for Cleveland's creepiest comic.
Oh.
And the nominees are Cerebral Sam, Chris Kettler, and Mike Odo. And the winner is Mike Odo. Pussy work. Your pussy work.
Do your pussy work.
Work.
Do your pussy work.
Work. Work.
My pussy work. My pussy work. My pussy work. My pussy work.
My pussy work.
Do it work. Do it work. Do it work. Show me how it works. 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 Pussy work. Pussy work. Pussy work.
Pussy work. Boom. 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 It's so good to bring that back.
So fucking ridiculous.
You know, the one thing I noticed about this category, and it's ageist because everybody was older, but you know, these old guys got nominated. Yeah, they're creepy, but they're old. You know, they're all old. Yeah, Biden's getting a bad rep. Right. I mean, Trump's getting a bad rep. You know, but
yes, they're from a different time.
Yeah. But, you know, Kettler or Cerebral Sam never asked anybody if their pussy worked. Pussy work.
Pussy work. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Pussy work. Pussy work.
Pussy work. Oh, Bullshit. Oh, it's so good.
We could just do that for an hour. Do that for next week. Just put that on a loop for an hour.
If anybody's listening, Chris Klim, that are good at making techno beats and like editing stuff, like a Pussy Work song would be fantastic.
An extended club remix of
Pussy. Yeah. Now you see me, now you don't. Pussy Work.
Your eyes are getting heavy, 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 heavy. Now watch the pussy left, right, left, right, left, right. Pussy swinging back and forth. Ooh, pussy work, windmills in your eyes, pussy work.
I'm going for the nerdy, the nerd super, super deep. All that jumped into my head. I'm going to fuck you like an orc, pussy work, pussy
work. I'm with it.
So like the Jane sound, like Berserker, you know, but it's instead of Berserker, it's pussy work.
Want to open for a hypnotist? Pussy work, pussy work.
Pussy work, pussy work. Hey,
I'll give you 20 minutes in the middle, pussy work.
You give me 20 minutes, I'll give you 20 minutes, pussy work. Pussy work. Hey,
pussy work, your pussy work. You hosted, don't forget the drink specials. Pussy work, pussy work.
You know, there's going to be a lot of people trying to let their pussy work once this is all over with, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so look out for them good eggs.
If he could, maybe Michael Odo could hypnotize people to write better jokes and they won't be on this list next year.
Do what God has ordained you to do. Start with everyone in alliance.
Is that where he's at?
Lil Gary Busey.
There was a lot of nominees for this category. There was a lot of people that were called creepy.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
we've
know,
all
like,
seen their names on the bathroom stalls.
But some of the people are like creepy because they're like just kind of like awkward. Like I thought that was kind of bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Nope.
It's like how, like, okay, yeah, you're gonna nominate the guy who has like a hard time talking to people while there's people on here that are just like, your pussy work? Like,
yeah. It's the creepiest, not the most autistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we know, like they're also like hard to talk to for dudes too. It's just how they are. They'll
it's not sexual.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not sexual.
Yeah,
Marty just wants a Pepsi. You know, like leave him alone. You know, he doesn't deserve to be on this list at all.
It's not sexual till you make eye contact for too long and they fucking lose it.
Michael Dragon just wants to chain up and whip your girlfriend. It's not creepy at all.
He wants to do that to Dylan?
Yes. Yes.
Who doesn't?
Right.
Who doesn't? Get used to it, Tabs.
Oh, no. This is what I've signed up for the rest of my life, huh?
Does Dylan like a salty or sweet snack after you peg him?
After?
Before, during, after. We have different snack boards for each level of sexual encounter.
Also, what's the point of you both facing the same direction if there's not plates in front of you?
Jeremy's dying of COVID. It's good.
Yeah, I'm going to die by the end of this.
Number 5.
Oh,
presenting the next award, Kyle Honhorst.
It's best comic to go get a drink and or smoke during their set. And the nominees are Ray Highclack, Lawrence Payne, and Dave Shelton. And the winner is Lawrence Payne.
Yay!
Yeah, I didn't think he deserved this, but it was a tight race. It was a very tight race. Lawrence shouldn't feel that bad. There's other people that suck equally as bad, and even more than the nominees. There was a lot of people that were real close. So there's a lot of people that, like, I'll smoke during anybody's set, really.
I will give you one name who I will never leave that, and it's Marlon Fierce.
You're right.
True.
Yeah.
And I miss Marlon.
We need to get Marlon on a podcast. Because his pandemic social media award winner for the best social media has been Marlon Fears. By far, he puts out the best content right now. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Like, he had a girl on his Facebook page this week. It got removed, but she was at like a music festival, and she had a cutoff shirt off, no bra, super hot. And then she just pulls out her titties and starts squeezing breast milk out on everybody. And then a bunch of guys in dreads start drinking her breast milk. And it was awesome. I've showed 20 people. Marlon's the man, dude. I wish
he had captioned it that a good glass of milk goes great with cornbread.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've never seen Lawrence Payne do stand-up, so I don't know how I feel about this.
I saw him when he was real, real new into it, and I was like, yeah, he's bad. He had stage – I mean, he was all right. I mean, I don't think Lawrence is bad, but, you know, I'm not here to pat people on the back. I'm here to shit on him, so he's the worst. Everybody, like, once – I've seen Ray more than anybody, and I've sat through Ray's sets numerous times.
Also,
but I also quit smoking.
81,599 votes. This is, you know, we're just reporting the tally.
Argue with them.
This is the will of the people. And the people say you shouldn't be running a show that you can't host because you suck too bad to get people to stay. That is what the people are saying.
The voting choice is on par with an American Idol or a People's Choice Awards. It's a very similar system.
Very similar. The country voted.
I'm in the garage. My wife told me I'm yelling so loud and laughing. She can hear me in the living room inside of our house, which is on the other end of our property.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
So she needs to stop listening in. So she's looking for shit to listen to. I'm going to be mean to your wife. I'm sorry.
Don't wait till Wednesday, bitch.
You get two drink tickets, pussy work. Pussy work.
Should we get him on as a guest on the show? Should we go out and get Michael Odo?
No.
No, I don't want
to
talk to that guy.
Fuck that. I don't want to fuck around trying to interview some creep, and all of a sudden I'm barking like a seal and shit.
Do you think he would embrace the song? That would be his come-out song? Pussy work.
I think we could probably swing that.
We can probably get that to happen.
Do you think he swings a tampon back and forth when he hypnotizes people?
Work.
Your pussy is working.
Well, not right now, but it will be.
All right. What's next on the list?
Ooh, we've got
number six. Tabitha's up.
Yeah, number six, we got the Suck Your Own Dick Award. The comedian that sucks their own dick the most.
Who lives in the projects?
It is so appropriate that there are sirens behind this category.
Yeah, I just live between the police station, fire station, and hospital. So lots of sirens. But the people setting off all them sucking their own dick red flags, our nominees, we've got Ray Roberts, Joey Genitals, and John Bruton. And Mamma Mia. By a landslide, we have got John Bruton winning the Suck Your Own Dick Award. Congratulations. You earned it.
I hope that dick is exquisite.
Did somebody hit the hip hop horn? Is that what that was?
Yeah. Ham. But yeah, that happened. He won that.
By a lot. Yeah. 100,000 people voted, and the vast majority of them said that John Bruton loves the taste of his dick. He loves to stimulate it to orgasm and then go like.
John Bruton. 100,000 people over 14 countries. I mean, you can't argue with these numbers.
John Bruton's dick is now the state representative for Lake County.
The old load recycler award.
Well, for the Cleveland Comedy Awards, he did tell everybody to vote for him, like, for everything. So this is not a surprise.
You keep those nutrients. Keep those nutrients in your own body. You just keep them in a circulating.
Nobody can say that we kept this award show to fucking Lakewood Comics. You know what I mean? Where
this is true.
Opportunity haters. People are voting for him.
Yeah. Look, I'm just saying that maybe if you didn't like prance around all day outside sucking your own dick like some sort of primate, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Whoa.
Yikes.
There'll be a big post about this. I'm
don't know if I'm on board with that one.
Yeah, a bit much. And speaking of a bit much, here to present the next award, Jeremy Shearer. I'm sorry. I got my cards mixed up. Here to present the next award, the bird from Aladdin.
The nominees for the Jeff Davis Award. This is for the guy that's gonna take advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic by holding a benefit show for the first guy who dies, which is probably David Horning.
I hope you don't die, David.
Right.
The nominees are Pat Zuma, the Ad Hominem Attack Show.
This is bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Kettler. And the winner is, or should I say the loser?
Oh, Aladdin's bird.
Chris Kettler.
This is an outrage. Who deserves this?
In our defense, it was a lot of votes for Chris, but like there was some votes for us, and Chris wouldn't be able to pull it off without us. So,
yeah, I mean, this is the only outlet I would do it with anyway. So,
yeah, we're exploiting the fucking COVID-19 right now by having our own award show, frankly.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be able to sell Blue Chew after this episode. We're going to have that Blue Chew money, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you guys, but I am hopefully looking forward to that Chad Zumok benefit roast.
We'll probably be exploiting whoever wins fattest comic. That's probably going to be who's going to be the oldest. It could be, you know.
Yeah.
You know who it's the old and the fat. It's the old and the fat.
You know who's criminally missing from these all of these categories? Is Tiny Measer.
Yeah, well, nobody takes him seriously as a comedian after you destroyed him, so that's not going to happen.
I think he should have been in all of these categories.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him as a bit of a creep. He does have the eyes of a creep. He has the eyes that you know are following you when you leave his sight.
Yeah, he's like a 30-year-old that thinks he's a boomer.
Weird. Yeah, but even as much as we,
young man with a boomer brain, go on now. Next, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, generally, when that happens, it's because an older man taught them the limits of their sexual pleasure at a young age. So he just,
and that's how you got into the. That's how you got into the punk scene.
Of course.
Did Tiny Measer work at Big Boys as well?
No, Tiny Measer did not work at Big Boy. If he did, I wouldn't have given him the time of day. No, sir.
I think he would have come out with a better personality had someone fucked the shit out of him as a kid.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. When he's right, he's right.
Hey, adversity is key.
When they need essential workers, that's when I'm going to lose my job.
Boy. Oh, boy. So that's the Jeff Davis Award.
Yeah, which Chris Kettler kind of ran away with. So as much as we did to earn it, boy, apparently he is out to make a buck. That's that Chris Kettler.
I just want to tell you, like, you guys have exclusive rights. I think out of the four of us, like, I'm the most likely to die from this thing. I want to have a roast of my urn. Like, so just I'm putting it on record. I swear to fucking God, I'll tell my wife this. If I die, even if it's not from COVID, if I just have a heart attack or something happens, hit my car, you guys got to have a show, sell tickets, and then go on a nice vacation. You know? Please exploit my death. Like, I want as many people as possible benefiting financially off of me. So
you're for it.
If it's let Kettler get that sweet, sweet Kyle money, because I a lot of people like me. So make sure you guys get that. That's all I'm saying. I'm putting it in record for legal purposes. So get that money.
As long as we're going on the record on this kind of thing here.
Put Chris Klim. Bring Chris Klim back on the plane with the money, too. I want Klim here. He's a big fan.
If I go first, I want you guys to just, after the statue goes up, then just pretend I was never around. Just move on with your lives. And look up at the statue. Look up at the statue once in a while. I want it downtown in front of the mall. That's all.
Dude, you get 12 cents for your album. You're not getting fucking... You're not getting statue money. Get the fuck out of here.
But if I have to, I'll have it made before I die and just... sneak it up at some point and then kill myself, and then people will feel too guilty.
Can we start the GoFundMe now and get you off this Boost Mobile feed so we can record our podcast quality wise?
I support
you. Go ahead.
We can't hear you.
I said, go ahead. I'll send you my info.
We're all laughing at you, not with you.
You're the next category, stupid. I can't wait for this to cut out.
That amateur porn joke you got on the album is very funny, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I agree. The next next category is the Who's the Worst at Dealing with Their Mental Health Award, and the nominees. The nominees are 100,000 votes, 104,000 votes. I take no responsibility for this.
Turn off your microwave.
I'm warming up fish to throw in your room. The nominees are Steve Thomas.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Nick Ramsey.
Nick Ramsey? Jesus.
And Chad Zubak. One of these things is not like the other. And the winner is Chad Zubak.
Well,
that's my vote. Like, we're not. I want to reiterate, we are not skewing any of these numbers.
No, 105,000 people.
Yikes. The people have spoken.
The people have spoken. Chad is worse at dealing with his mental illness than two people that kill themselves.
Hey. It happens, man.
And I reiterate, here is how this vote was taken. They filled the Cavs arena with people in sweater vests, and they all voted. 106,000 of them. And these are the results.
Even the sweater vest army says that Chad needs to pull it together.
Right.
To be fair, it was probably a bunch of Rubberboard and Gory fans voting.
Or a bunch of Alan Cox fans.
Just people voting. Or people that listen to Compound Media. Just everybody. It's just like, yeah. Just.
Or I'll throw this out there. Maybe comparatively, Chad should take a note from the other nominees. Perhaps it's the best way
to why don't you email it to them?
Yes. Email him this joke 90 times.
Fuck Chad.
We also wanted to nominate him for best security cam footage, but
I did. We don't have that category.
No. But wow. Big gap here in the winner and losers.
Yeah. A landslide.
So yeah.
Worse than two corpses.
Nobody can see me shaking my head, but Jesus.
To say the same thing.
They should call him Oof Mock.
I mean, you know, he's got some ideas.
I'll pull back this, I'll cut back this fourth wall. The 106,000 votes, it was Ryan DiPerna 105,000 times, and then 1,000 other people.
Yeah.
All right, we got two categories to go. We're almost through this.
All right. Worst joke. you know what? Everybody should know what people think of your jokes. I'll be 100% honest with you. So we're gonna go through the ones that got the most.
Yeah, there was really no clear cut winner.
No, there wasn't. There's too many that like got the same number of votes. Yeah. Let's see. So we have, and a lot of people didn't do this category right, but okay.
Right, you're supposed to name the joke.
Yeah. It's just not like all of their jokes, but okay.
Yeah, so some of them just inserted your dumb faces instead of a particular joke.
Yeah, so the nominees are all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not wrong.
Someone just put all of them.
Long, because the best.
They don't like long jokes?
Yeah, because it's long or short was in the description. So people have spoken. Long jokes, not their favorite.
74,000 people voted long jokes.
Yeah.
Keep your jokes short out there.
Let's see. Gay games got some votes. Even after all these years, that is a Joe Whalen joke.
That's a monumentally bad joke to get nominated years after anyone has seen a hide nor hair of you.
Jeff Davis tells us in detail how he was molested.
So I think that was the best joke.
He stole that bit from Jeremy.
Hey, when I do it, it's funny. It's not a bad joke.
Yeah, that's what your molester said.
Well, he was giggling.
Hell yeah, put me there, Jeremy. Give me all the detail.
It was the break room at the Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, keep going.
He came up to me and was like, would you like to hang out after work, if you know what I mean? And I said, yeah, I know what you mean. And then he giggled. Like a little schoolgirl.
Damn.
And then you hung out after work. You're old enough to have a job. I'm not saying it's your fault. But.
But I was a little tease. Yes, I know what you're saying. Once I'm old enough to figure out that I can wear foundation, then it's my fault. I got it. I was corrupting this poor man's innocence.
Yes.
With my sexy body.
What's the next cat?
We're doing worst joke. And I'm yes, submitting a new nomination.
Yes, I know. This just did 36,000 votes for everything Jeremy just said.
We have, so what do you guys want to talk about? Got a few votes. I think we can attribute that joke to Steve Murs, because he does that all the time.
But he's the only person that does it, and it doesn't. Everyone other than Steve who does that, I go, what do you want us to write fucking jokes?
Yeah, Steve's doing it ironically. Oh. All right, we've got Dave Shelton, N-word Rick. Any of John Hensler's bits cut and paste from his Facebook arguments?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Haven't you guys ever heard of George Carlin?
Shut the fuck up, Chris.
Oh Yes.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
There are entire
on Chris like he's fucking Tyra Banks, right?
There are entire Carlin specials. There are entire Carlin specials with no jokes. The reaction is all, oh my god, that's a good point. Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, but he was making a good point.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
Fight.
What you think Carlin's? Oh yeah, let's have a real actual comedy conversation. Do you think Carlin's overrated?
No.
No.
No, I'm not saying that either.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. I'm just having a conversation.
I think what because he's
I think
to
Jeff
say.
Dunham's better. I mean, let's be honest. Jeff Dunham's got better timing.
What I'm trying to say is that John Hensler's cut and paste Facebook jokes are there's a place for it. They're Carlin-esque.
Kill yourself.
Speaking of killing himself, Chris Paul, all of his jokes were nominated.
Well, hey, that amateur porn joke's good. He owns that share.
That's good.
I disagree with this nomination. I just think people were being silly gooses. I'm like, let's pile on old Paw.
I know, but you're not going to tell me who it is, so.
No, I'm not. On. There's 20,000 people. 20,000 people voted for you.
Right, and it was one out of the 108,000 ballots cast, and I got to walk around the city looking at everyone like, are you that one?
Yep. We have who books this?
God.
That's a terrible joke. That's a Chad Weaver joke.
It's pretty much every comedian has said it at some point. The one time I said it, I was serious because I wanted to know who booked a meat locker. I thought that was a good gig.
Don't worry, we'll get you in there. Klinsky style.
All right, we have Josh Lawhorn, PTSD.
I'm saying I want you to be murdered by an Iceman type person.
I mean, that's a possibility after this show. So that's right.
PTSD. I haven't heard Josh Lawhorn's PTSD joke. So
it's because I go out and smoke a cigarette during his set.
Look, I'll be honest. I don't know any of these jokes.
Well, we're boomer. We're comedy boomers. Like, so why are we doing this?
Let's see what else we got. We got Marla Massey. Any joke about her ex-husband? Man, a divorced person with jokes about their ex-husband. What a, you know, I'm surprised that she has them. So I don't understand why people don't like that. I mean, she's a divorced woman, guys. Have to let everybody know that you're open for business. Let's see. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, why not? Who cares?
All right. Yeah, a couple more.
Okay. We got Bill Squire, N-word joke. Which is that when he called Mike Head urban?
No, he does the joke. I've seen him do it hilarious where he goes like, "Yo, in 3,000 years, like they used to say that Copenhagen was a bad word, and now what's going to be happening in 3,000 years when they just inward?" I don't know. The joke sucks. Like, it's true. I mean,
is that? I thought it was the one where I heard
17,000 people voted for it. So I mean,
where
it sucks.
joke came from is he was getting back into stand-up after he left New York. He was in L.A., and there were two black guys heckling him. And the set went awry, and he just started screaming the N-word and something about sticking a fork in him. And how 40 years ago they would have been, you know, hanging from the rafters.
Whoa.
That's what I heard it was about.
That's not the joke. I've heard the joke. Are you making a Kramer reference? Is that
yes. Yes.
All right, I'm dumb. I'm sorry. Bill's not talented enough to be on Seinfeld. Let's. None of us are. We're all delusional.
Yeah. Don't back down, you baby.
Me? What are you talking about? I'm in my garage doing a podcast during a quarantine. I haven't done stand up in fucking 7 months prior to the quarantine. I'm a little delusional. Like, it's okay. I will shit on myself before I shit on anybody else.
You know where I think that Bill Squire would excel? The Jim Belushi role in the Animal House for you.
Yeah, I think he's the man for the part. We have Cody Cooper, young stepdad, which, hey, that's new. That just happened. So, but yeah, apparently not a good new joke. Sorry, buddy.
Enough that people wanted to tell us it sucked.
Yeah.
This is 45,000.
That's a lot of people. Any post 2016 Harambe joke? Yeah. It's hard to argue with that.
I would extend that to pre 2016.
That's a rip off of Bill's joke, though, right?
Oh Jesus!
Oh shit! I lose my job.
Oh boy.
God damn it.
You gotta quit having the bird from Aladdin write your jokes.
Your timing is off! let's see. Those are the fun ones. So the three top vote getters were Cody Cooper, Bill Squire, and Josh Lawhorn.
Congratulations, guys.
You guys can split it up.
Yeah, we don't really give a shit.
Yeah, everybody's jokes suck.
Yeah, I have shitty jokes, believe it or not. That's why I make no money. So, this is kind of a rough category, you know? I mean,
yeah. I did a shitty joke on this podcast. It happens.
Oh, I've done thousands of them on this podcast. Like that Harambe joke. Please don't call my employer.
No, call him and tell him what a good joke it was. Your employee did the best Harambe joke.
Yeah.
All right, we got one category left and there's only one man to do it.
Oh, it's me. The nominees for fattest comic. Dave Herron. James Earl Brassfield. Tim Cornette. Chris Harvey. And yours truly, Kyle Honhorst.
This category has more nominees because it has more pounds.
Yes. No women, you pussies. You pussies.
Not a one person voted for a woman. Out of 150,000 people, nobody was going to call a woman fat.
We're
so
woke.
Do you know how often I call a woman fat?
Yes. Cleveland is a very woke city.
And in the surprise win of the evening, the winner of the fattest comic goes to Chris Harvey. I'll say this was the funniest found for pound for pound, this is the funniest category. Everybody here is fairly funny. Everybody here is fairly funny. We're all funny fat people. I'm honored to be in a category with Harvey, Karen, Tim Cornette, and Jeb. I mean, it's just, you know, the buffet kings of comedy.
It just stops your heart, huh?
Huh?
Damn.
It gums it up with lots and lots of bad cholesterol.
You know how many Chinese buffets we could put out of business, the five of us? It'd be so good. John Panette would be very happy.
That's your tribute show for John Panette, is just fat people going to the buffet.
Yeah, we should all just go. We should just do podcast. I'm going to contact all of them. Let's do podcasts from buffets. Chinese buffets, that is. No, I mean, Chris is fat, but I mean, so am I, and so is Dave. I thought Dave was going to win, like, early indications, so Dave. But there was a big push from the Akron-Canton area late in the polls, and Chris Harvey is the fattest. And congratulations to you, Chris.
Yeah, you've earned every pound.
And he's even – the thing is he's been working out. He used to be fatter. He has lost weight. I'll give that to Chris. He's lost weight, and he's still the fattest. people say what they want. I like Chris. Chris played on my kickball team. I've known Chris for a long time. I've known Dave. I've known all these guys. I mean, I'm just happy that one of them won the fattest. And it wasn't
Chris. Some Chris played on your. He played on your kickball team. How did you both get picked last?
The way I was the captain, and he was picked last. In order to boost my self-esteem, I became the captain of the kickball team.
It is fat white privilege if I've ever heard it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the final ad homie to give.
We do.
Oh, that's right.
We have the rogue final category that was made up only after assessing all of the votes and seeing who had been nominated for the most amount of categories. We have titled this rogue category the Little Stinker Award. The little stinkers just up in these little categories, just being little stinkers not knowing how to fucking act.
Yeah, I mean, this person was like nominated by multiple people in every category.
Except
fattest. Every single one. They didn't get a fattest vote, which they shouldn't.
So this is true. Yeah. So the 2020 ad homie for the Little Stink Award.
Overall stank
goes to Ray Highclack. Congratulations, Ray.
I
drew him up his own little award, and it's just a butt farting. And it's like 2020 ad homies, Ray Highclack.
Hell yeah. Way to go, Ray. Way to go, Ray.
Won it, Ray. This is yours. Hit me up with your address. I'll mail it to you.
2 hours of a butt farting.
Make sure you don't put a return address on it, Tabitha.
No. It's
nominated for creepy.
Yeah.
He's gonna peel the envelope very slowly and lick the envelope again.
We did it, gang.
There's one particular out of the 185,000 ballots that were cast. One person voted in every category, which not everyone did. It made counting confusing. 190,000 votes is a lot of votes to count. But they voted in every category except fattest, to which they wrote, nope.
Nope. Not touching that one. too moral for that.
I can tell you who's creepiest, but I cannot that shame.
Yeah.
Never. They're woke. They're woke.
Was this a fatty that did this?
I'm sure it's a fatty 2x4 that can't fit through their bedroom door.
I really want to ask them if they prefer to go by Fatty or Mr. Boom Blabby.
Is any category surprise you guys? Any winner surprise you?
I maybe have a skewed view of that. But I really thought Jeb was gonna take this one.
You thought he was gonna be the fattest?
Yeah. Jeb's a large man. You ever walk upstairs behind him?
Does it terrify?
A little bit. I'm sturdy, but not sturdy enough to withstand that.
He fell down and broke his own leg under his massive girt. He's fat.
I'm still traumatized by that. I thought he died.
Yeah, either that or you're going to have to take him out on a truck and shoot him.
Yeah, no, I think these all pretty much make sense. You know, it's not for us to say. It was the 214,000 people that voted.
Yeah.
But, pretty good consensus, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little surprised with mental illness. I thought me begging for votes would have got me more votes, but it did not.
Maybe you should have emailed more people.
Yeah, I just definitely should have. I should have my death threats written instead of verbal.
You know what? I'll say this. You're also pretty good at just telling people, hey, I'm really crazy right now, and then fucking off for a while.
I try, man. It's hard. Because sometimes I don't know.
I think it's probably been a good half a decade since you've had a very public mishandling of mental health.
Has it been that long? I could have sworn I've done something stupid before that, but I could be wrong.
Or since then, you mean?
Yeah. Since the 5 year ago mental breakdown, because I know what that was about.
No, I think, I don't know. You leave town. You just get the fuck out. So.
Yeah, you know, Chad got the fuck out, and people still think he's a fucking loony. So. Well,
much to your credit. Not to praise Chad in any way at all, but, I mean, you're a lot more anonymous when you leave town.
Yeah. That is true.
You're not bothering Patton Oswalt with your fucking breakdowns.
Or Christopher Titus, or Kevin Brennan, or Rover, or a convenience store in Lakewood.
No, generally just John Burton, and that's it.
Or Ryan DiPerna, or a random depressed girl.
Yeah,
I should have got you some votes for creepiest.
Hey, man, I don't. Okay, not anymore. Since I quit drinking, I'm not creepy.
You washed yourself with the creepy award. There's a lot of one-off creepy people,
right?
Yeah, it got to the point where I was like, I don't know if you know what creepy means, because this guy, are you sure? But then again, I don't know, because I don't have to deal with creepiness most of the time.
Because you're not hot anymore.
No. Yeah. My hot days are behind me.
Way, way behind you. almost like they never happened. Definitely never happened.
Telling you.
I would say I would just venture a guess logically that one-off creepy is a mistake and not a pattern.
Fair. Good point.
Yeah. Fair enough. Oh, there were a few people that we were like, we know. Leave it alone.
Oh, yeah. And those nominees are oh, you pussy work, you pussy work,
pussy work, pussy work.
Move away, I move away, you pussy work.
Move away, your pussy work. Move away, my pussy work. Oh, it's so good.
All right. pussy work, L pussy work, L pussy work. Oh.
I'm with ya. I'm with ya. Yo pussy work, yo pussy work, yo pussy work.
That's it, folks. That's your first annual Ad Hommies in the archives.
We did it.
In the rear view mirror.
Yep.
Go on.
Now, I think is the time for us to dig deeper into this whole Jeff Davis situation because we have that interview.
We're calling this an interview.
Okay, we're having a weirdo on to talk.
Curious. Curious what he's got to say. We dive into investigative podcast mode.
This is really going to put us on the map.
Yes.
You thought this episode was good, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna do a limited run called Last Con Artist on the Left.
We got the manager from Play Arcade. Tabitha's gone.
Or our deep dive making a cocksucker.
That was worth the wait.
Old Stephen misbehaved for you. Making a dir. Making a dummy.
Stupid dummy.
Yes, that's it. Are we all good? You guys got anything to add to the first annual Ad Hommies? How do you feel?
I wish Jeff Davis would have gave away a rap for.
With 80,000 miles on it.
Now they're making murder references. Should have got more. It's okay.
A bloody RAV 4.
Yes.
How did his fingerprints get under the hood? We'll never know.
His fingerprints are all over his nutsack. What are you? All right. Yeah, I'm done.
Yes. Come back. We'll find out how Jeff Davis's fingerprints got on that coffin.
Jesus Christ.
Over the next several, I hope not several, the next couple episodes, we'll dig into that and then maybe, discuss the fallout. And that's it. I guess that's it for us. Where did Tabitha go?
She got enough tokens to make money. She dipped.
She just ran. She ran off with all the awards. All right. I guess that'll do, pigs.